Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, he admits it, he is Batman.
It's true. It's true, and I've been hiding it for so fucking long. I've been holding it inside of me. It's me. It's always been me. From my base in the middle of fucking nowhere, out in the country, watching for all the crime. Sitting atop barns, making sure no one fucks with the cows. Hi. I just flew in from Armenia, and boy are my arms tired. Topical, if we are to rate my flight by the quality of their Batman episodes available to watch, it's a 0 out of 10. They had none.
Oh, no. No!
Last time, I forget what they had last time. I know they had Almost Got Him, and they had the first episode of the original
animated series. They had the Two-Face bright ones. Right.
Yeah, they did have the Two-Face ones. That's right. Yeah. So, like, that was that was quality. They had good picks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this had nothing. They had, like, four or five episodes of DC Superhero Girls, but it wasn't even, like, the first episodes of that show was, like, a four-part, like, assembling the team whole deal. Like, that's what you... If you're gonna have four episodes, like, why not do that?
True.
Miserable. They had, like, 18 episodes of Big Bang Theory and a lot of young Sheldon, so...
Oh, no.
You know how... I shouldn't shit too hard, though. They did have, like, half of the first Our Flag Means Death season. I was a little tempted.
Fair.
But, no Batman. And we're here... I had to watch my own Batman. I brought Batman with me.
Nice.
And that's why
Just
we're
put
here.
Put him in your suitcase.
Yeah.
paying with plastic.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, what a good... Well, okay. We had literally one of the most cursed things I've ever seen in my fucking life. And then we had a lot of great episodes.
And this is it. These are the last episodes.
Dude, that's kind
of
wild.
Batman the Animated Series.
Like, it feels weird. It feels like there should be like another 100.
Well, there's plenty more Batman.
Just not
this show.
I mean, let's just go in order of what we watched.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure.
That way we can get it over with.
The worst episode of Batman the Animated Series, Love is a Croc.
Holy shit. Just like, as soon as I saw it was going to be a baby doll episode, I'm like, yeah, this is already the worst. Ha ha ha. And then it did get way worse. It fucking declined so fast. Oh.
It doesn't help that new Croc also sucks.
I don't think
that, like, really matters one way or the other for this episode being bad. But I don't like new Croc.
His new voice
or his new look.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Both Croc and Baby Doll have new voice actors, I think. At least Croc definitely does. I'm pretty sure Baby Doll's the new voice actors, but I didn't double check. But also Croc's new look is way less good. He's now all green.
Yeah.
His mouth is he's way more generic looking.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have like that. His mouth was such a distinct thing before. But also just the story is bad.
Here's the thing. It did kind of, it's extra bad because it kind of, I gave way too much fucking credit to the show, admittedly. But early on, I was like, this could be okay because we had Baby Doll, like, being a normal fucking human being, right?
No, her being a normal human is the best thing about this episode.
Easily.
But the plot of the episode is unfortunately that Croc is not into infantilism and Baby Doll is unable to be a normal person.
Yeah. And at first, like she's talking to him. I'm like, you know what? This is actually, like, this is kind of okay. And then she immediately is like, I'm like, this is,
no.
I'm out. Fucking Croc's in the right here. It's all, I can't blame him. Terrible.
No. Yeah. It's bad. It's just bad.
And it's like,
don't like it.
It's not even like the other shit going on, like the fights or any. There's not like other super cool shit happening. It's just kind of basic. So like that doesn't even save it, you know?
No. Yeah, no. This is like, this is why you shouldn't bring back Baby Doll. Don't bring her back. Don't do another story with her. It's bad. It's bad to make her shtick a shtick, honestly.
Yep.
Just period.
Yeah. Bring her back as like an adult woman who just happens to look like this now and is evil.
Who just happens to be small, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can still make her the villain, but like, just have her move past that.
Yes,
shit.
But unfortunately, she's called Baby Doll, and she's a comic book villain, so now she's stuck with her gimmick.
Yeah.
It's just, nope, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
Glad I didn't have to watch that one on the airplane. Yeah, which one? It was Cult of the Cat was next, right?
No, Ultimate Thrill.
Ultimate Thrill, that's right. We went from the worst episode to like the best fucking episode. Like
Roxy Rocket.
Dude, Roxy Rocket is fucking sick. The whole episode was just fucking great. And like, I don't know.
It has such a good ending.
The fucking
I love the ending,
ending
so much.
Is so good. Her fucking like that screenshot I sent where she realizes that Batman's not gonna give in, and she's like, "It's the ultimate thrill." Like, holy fuck! It's so good. I was losing my mind. I mean, yeah, I even sent you the thing. I'm like, friendship ended with Poison Ivy. Like, Roxy's new best Batman villain. Shit was too fucking great.
She's just so into it. She's so into it.
Dude, she's just like...
the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, man. This is like a classic case of like... I'm the opposite. I like this character because it's everything I will never be. Like, oh, let's go skydiving. Like, let's not. That's not.
What if we sat here though?
What if
That'd
we just
be cool?
What if we just like stayed inside?
Yeah.
Like
hell yeah! Now you're talking.
Hear me out. You wanted some adrenaline rush? Put a little regular coffee in with the decaf. Boom.
Whoa. That's a little too spicy. Too spicy. Yeah, I don't know. Groxy's just fucking good.
Also just a lot of good, like fun shit happening. Because her shtick is that she rides a little, like, retro rocket speeder thing. So there's just, like, action. You're getting the chases and all that shit. Like, just a lot of solid stuff happening.
Yeah, there's no, like, tragedy to her. It's just she's fucking crazy.
Dude, like that's actually it's like kind of the best. Like she's not an insane person out to do evil. She's just a fucking adrenaline junkie. Like pretty normal.
And to like to the extent that it ruined her career because she just couldn't was just making the stunts more and more ridiculous, and then insurance companies were like, nah, so she couldn't get hired anymore.
Yeah, that's great.
And then she's like, you know, stealing jewels to sell to the Penguin, and then the Penguin is even like, "You gotta calm the fuck down, lady.
Yeah, you gotta chill." Did you say jump into these elephant seal infested waters? Okay. Fucking riding one. That was an absolutely delightful episode.
The look of like when Batman calls her bluff and she's just staring at him for that like second before she is like, "All right, let's do it." He's so good.
That
what a good facial expression.
I fucking lost my mind at that. I mean, I was like, this is a screenshot. I'm going back. I got to see it again. Like, this is perfect.
It's just perfect. Then we got Critters.
Oh, right. Fucking Farmer
Brown.
Brown. I think this is like also maybe I'm misremembering a little bit. Is this like the only woman introduced, his daughter, who doesn't have like black lipstick? I think she's like the only one.
Maybe.
Because they do the full like farmer's daughter thing. But every single other character is just all about those that dark lipstick.
Yeah, yeah. It's like her and Supergirl.
Yeah, yes, yes. Also, a girl who lives on a farm. I'm just saying. Dark lipstick is for those fucking city
blondes on farms. They get red lipstick.
That was a fine episode. I thought the premise was a little strange, like how he became a villain.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, it's a complete joke, but the show plays it so straight.
Yeah.
Like there. So hilariously, they did a commentary track for this episode. Because they were like, we should do a commentary track for an episode people fucking hate. But so they did one that they kind of liked on making it on their end. But like, that's like, they compared it to like this is the kind of villain you would see in late stage Adam West Batman. Of just like this random fucking dude, Farmer Brown. Like, that's the joke. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But like, just doing it still completely in their style, it's like just slightly unnerving because it's so silly, but the show never gets jokey, right? It's just
just straight up,
they're just doing this, and like the music is creepy, those creatures have fucked up eyes.
Oh my god. Yeah, like I didn't think it was a bad episode. I don't dislike it. It was just like, this is silly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the silliest part, honestly, was when, like, I guess I suspected.
The silliest part to me is when Farmer Brown starts, like, twirling around his pitchfork to fight Batman.
It's, like, electrified or whatever. He's, like, blasting. I thought the silliest point was they do another, like, we're going to drop some words to explain shit that nobody cares about. Or they have when Batgirl tries to kick the Farmer Brown's daughter, and she just like bounces off, right? And she's like, steroids or whatever. We got it. Like, I saw you fucking carrying like the world's biggest bag of chicken feed. Or, like, beef steroids. Just...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so many other phrases you could have used.
It's one of the few times we get blue sky, even though it's indoors.
Yeah, the fake dude. I was that was pretty funny. Then they like zoom out, and it's like the world's most depressing building.
This giant rectangle that's just on an island by itself in like Gotham Harbor.
Yeah, it's just out there. Like, you guys, nobody ever fucking questioned, like, what's going on here or anything. Also, you know what?
This giant building with no windows.
That's a good fucking point. Where the fuck is Farmer Brown getting his funding? His initial
investment
into this was millions of dollars. And now he's going
crazy. I know. He was mad because he was going to be I'll never financially recover from this.
Yeah. What the fuck is he doing? He's not a farmer. Farmers don't make that kind of money.
They made a joke about that in the commentary. It's like, I guess he didn't do that bad.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what he just wants to fuck up. He just wants to make these fucked up animals. Like, he doesn't have to lie about it.
It's just like, you're making me pay 10%? Death to the world. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not. It's just. It's not worth thinking about. It's a silly episode. It's just funny.
Oh, it's fun to think about because it's so silly.
That's fair.
Like, how can you get upset about the logistics when it's just ridiculous? That's what makes it fun.
Sure. But yeah, that's that episode.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Then we have Cult of the Cat.
This episode exists so we get that 10 out of 10 shot of Selena surrounded by fucking jewels at the end. Like, that's how I want to live. I like trinkets. I like shiny objects. That's like the perfect room for me.
Sure.
I thought this one was like, it was good. I don't think it was crazy good.
No. They've kind of, with the thing of, like, Bruce just, like, not being into Selena anymore, they've kind of lost the juice on the Catwoman stories.
Yep.
And, like, making her just more, just like, the tad more evil in terms of being more selfish and not trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit.
There's not as much there.
Yeah.
Also, this
and new Catwoman design is less good.
New Catwoman design is unnerving. I don't like it. Cause like, is it a mask? Is it makeup? Like,
it has to be makeup. You see regular Selena.
Yeah.
Regular Selena looks. New Selena's fine.
Yeah.
A dark hair Selena. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, her new design is fine. I mean, it's also in line with like every other woman in this.
Not wrong.
This was the episode that made me realize, like, as soon as the...
No, that's my big thing with this design. It's just, like, all the women, they just look the same. They just did the same design over and over again.
Even for the, like, second-in-command woman for the cult or whatever, like...
Uh-huh.
Give her black lipstick and dark hair. Oh, what about her outfit? Like, kind of a black crop top? Damn. He's on fire.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This was what made me realize, like, son of a bitch. They're all just doing this. Like, it's so many. And then the next episode is the same shit with the animal tamer. I'm like, come on, guys.
Nope.
Calm it down.
Look. They have a type.
Yeah,
and it's girls with black lipstick and
shit.
Crop tops.
I mean, no complaints. Like, that's a good type. But
No. But it's just like, you're going to this well many times. There are other shapes of women, other styles.
Not good ones, apparently. It's all that exists. That's actually...
We got Farmer Brown's daughter. She was at least...
Yep.
Built.
Dude, that... Yeah, that...
Not like, a twig.
It's literally only her. Like,
yes.
I feel like in this section even that it's, like, ramped up. Like, we started in the New Adventures and it was like, okay, yeah, they're doing a little bit more of this or whatever. But, like, it feels like now it's just solid. Like, fuck it. We don't even care. Just send it.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, then we got Animal Act.
Animal Act was pretty good. I mean, fucking...
Yeah.
The start of it where we get... I temporarily forgot at the opening of this that, Nightwing used to be in the circus, right? He's from the...
Uh-huh.
What is it? What, yes. What was the family name? The Grayson...
The Flying Graysons.
The Flying Graysons. I, like, completely forgot that. So that didn't even, like, enter my mind when he, like, sees the gorilla and he's like, Peaches? I know that gorilla. Like, why the fuck would you be on a name basis with a gorilla? Like, And then later I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
It's hilarious because actually there are so many super intelligent gorillas in DC Comics.
Well, that's the thing, too. I was like, another one? And then when he initially said Peaches, my very first thought was like, am I like fucking forgetting like a gorilla's name? I know we've seen gorillas. Like, No, we had Titano. Uh-huh. Was there like another gorilla that I should be remembering? I was losing my mind.
No, he's not Monsieur Mbala either.
Oh my god. Mad Hatter.
Apparently the reason there are so many apes in DC Comics was because of like market research about what kids liked in the 60s or whatever. And it was super intelligent gorillas.
Jesus.
So every character got their own talking gorilla. As was the style at the time.
Yeah. In vogue.
Uh-huh. Just like the style of the 90s was apparently women with black lipstick and crop tops.
I'm waiting for it to swing back. Yeah, Mad Hatter fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like his redesign, like, at all.
Oh, sure. Being a weird clown mime.
Like, that was a pretty good reveal. I'll give it that. Also,
it's like, you can't, the clowns are taken in Batman. Come on. Joker's going to get mad at him. Stealing his bit.
Yeah.
You don't want that heat.
Beat his ass. Also, Dick Grayson being like, I miss it. Show business. Shoveling bear shit. God.
Uh-huh.
Also, is this the one... Is it... No, this is later when he talks about like the insurance stuff with his parents.
Yeah, no, that's the...
Yeah.
That's old wounds. Which is the next episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right online. This one, yeah. I mean, this uh-huh. one was this one was cool, obviously. Like, we get that,
yes,
that
this
lore.
Is the, this is the when Dick Grayson quit being Robin episode, our backstory to how that went down.
I mean, look, this is an episode where they decided they wanted Alfred to say, I'm Batman. And then they had to frame the whole thing around that joke.
It's so funny. Then Bruce says, it's all right, Alfred. He's like, very good, sir. And
dude, fucking Barbara's face is so fucking good. Like, that kind of cringe, like, what the fuck?
Also, he, like, nervously, the way he nervously slurs, like, secret is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Having re-listened to this over and over again, we've discovered our secret. Yes, I admit it. I am Batman.
Oh, it's fucking great, dude. That's like easily one of the top bits. Like, it's fucking incredible.
Alfred is so fucking funny.
Yeah, man. I think it just hits harder because, like, it's not like he's constantly there, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. definitely a quality over quantity thing. That just makes it so much
totally.
Sweeter when you get it. Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Comes in off the top rope.
Hell yeah. Alfred with the steel chair.
Yeah, exactly. Steel chair of comedy.
But I mean, like, story also, like, very, very good. Yeah. Thought it was mm-hmm. solid. I mean, I don't know what the fuck Dick was thinking when he's like, I promised I'd help my roommates clean out the fridge. You couldn't think of anything better?
That's a bad lie.
That's
a bad lie.
That's like that's an absolute 0 out of 10. Nobody's believing that shit.
Uh-huh.
Children aren't believing that shit.
The fact that if he hadn't shown up, Barbara definitely would have been fucking dead. She was clocked out.
Yeah, dude.
That hit is hard, too. Joker's looking at her through the fucking...
Oh,
binoculars,
God, yeah.
And spins them around and
swing.
Knocks her off the building.
We got a lot of Bam. Fucking hard hits in this batch.
True.
People mm-hmm. getting injured. A little blood even.
Mm-hmm. True. not, they're not holding back.
Oh.
What else from that episode?
I mean, just the general, like...
This is good.
Nightwing being like, how could you hide this from me? And Batgirl's like, what the fuck are you on about? Are you kidding me right now?
You told me you had to go do laundry or whatever.
Yeah. Shit's just unreal.
Him punching Batman.
Oh, dude, that punch was fucking great. And I don't know. I like that dynamic a lot because I to an extent can see myself agreeing, you know? Like sometimes maybe Batman goes a little far in some ways.
Mm-hmm. No, I get him being like the thing that he was upset about of Batman interrogating that guy in front of his family, in front of his kid.
Yeah.
Like he was probably right.
Oh, dude, totally. I mean, the show really swings it into him being right. Like, Batman looks fucking bad there.
Yeah. But, you know, the show has also done a good job of saying, like, no, Bruce is, like, looking out for people after the fact. Like, we're not going to show it every time. But, like, every time we get a whiff of what is going on with people, like, Bruce Wayne is... specifically helping people or whatever that Batman has taken down. He's doing his best.
Yeah. Well, that's like the shit we saw with, can't for the life of me remember his name. Who's the dude behind Scarface?
All I can remember is the ventriloquist.
Can't remember his name at all. It was something weird. It was definitely a name. But yeah, like that sort of shit, you know?
Arnold?
It was Arnold. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it wasn't Alfred. They wouldn't do two Alfreds.
No, they would not do another Alfred. Alfred is taken.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... It was good... It was good lore, and also, I kind of like the timing of it. Like, I like that we like, get just a bit of him, like, doing this, because it lets you wonder a little bit. And then, like, when you finally get to it, you're like, oh, shit, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like the positioning.
Yeah. It's mostly that reveal for Barbara. Is actually my favorite part in like this Nightwing's origin story or whatever. It's the Barbara Gordon learns Bruce Wayne is Batman part that like hits the hardest. But
yeah, also the fact that we got like, I mean, I kind of, you see it coming a little bit, but the fact that Bruce Wayne is like just pretty much immediately like, all right, come with me. It shows her. She's like. Something about, I forget if she tells him or if he brings it up on his own, but like just about him, like, yeah, I know you're Batgirl. Like, it's my business to know.
She asks him why he would trust her with all this, and he's like, for dick's sake. And also, you've got your own secret.
Yeah, right. Batgirl. Right. How did you
it's
know?
It's my business to know.
Your mask does not hide your hair.
It wasn't a. Also, your dad knows, but everyone except Dick knows.
Well, look, you know, a young man, like, there's a bit of obliviousness.
A young man has to do laundry. He misses some of the details in his life.
Too busy cleaning out fridges, man.
God, what a bad lie.
It's such a fucking shit. It's either the world's worst lie or the world's worst fridge. Either way, it's a bad look.
There's no way in which it's a good look.
Yeah, no, it's a lose-lose situation.
And then we have Legends of the Dark Knight.
This was so good.
We got our Dick Sprang Adam West era Batman story, and we got our adaptation of a scene directly out of Dark Knight Returns.
Dude, I was like, I was like, is this Dark Knight? Like, is that actually what this is? Because, like, I remembered that entire thing, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, shit, I remember this. That was really cool. The Adam West bit, I was like, or the, yeah, the Adam
Dick
West bit.
Dick Sprang is the name of the artist that okay. style is.
Yeah.
Look like.
It took me a second because you don't see Batman and Robin right away. I'm like seeing the Joker and I'm like, okay, he's different. But like, I get, because like a kid's telling the story, so they're doing like kind of a thing. But then he's like talking and it like, they're doing like the slightly different voices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, to the point where I was like, is this just like, did they actually get different people to voice this shit? Or is it just the actors doing like their interpretation of this? This is incredible.
Yeah, no, it's different actors.
It is different actors?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's why I was like, I was pretty sure, but I didn't know if some of them, like, I don't know what Mark Hamill's fucking capable of. But the fucking, dude,
and for fucking Dark Knight Returns Batman, I think it's Michael Ironside. He's just doing his Dark Side voice.
Hell yeah. And I did not pick up on, but that makes a lot of sense. That was some good shit. I loved the fucking art on that first one, like the Dick Sprang sort of deal.
Uh-huh.
Like, just
yeah, and they basically use that style for Batman the Brave and the Bold. That
okay.
came later.
And just like you could tell like some of the shots were like, even without, for me, like I don't have a lot of context, but I can see like whenever they do like their face taking up half the screen or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that sort of shit. And just like their constant, like the cape is always blowing and they're just posing.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes.
Hands on the hips.
Hands on the hips.
I think in my like early 20s I realized, you know, the character's doing the hands on the hips. That's just good every time. Every time,
dude,
it's good.
It just hits. Robin's looking yoked.
True.
Batman's chin is incredible.
Super into everyday objects, but they're really big, like the big penny.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've got a giant piano, like, death trap.
The giant piano, the fucking humongous flute. What a plaque.
So this episode had a commentary track, and the guy who did the like storyboarding for this part, like, this is the Batman show he dreamed of making, because this is like the Batman he grew up with, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
So like, this was like his favorite thing he ever did, was making this.
That's really cool.
And then for the Dark Knight Returns part, that was storyboarded by Darwin Cook, who did New Frontier.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that shit was, that was very good. And just, I mean, even the framing device was really cool. Like the kids telling their shit about Batman.
It's so funny.
He has fangs. Yeah. He's a demon.
Well, and like the one kid looks like Dick Sprang Robin, and then the one girl looks like Carly Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the hell was up? Is there something I'm missing, or did they just decide to do like a bit with that kid who was on the ladder? Like Joel, I think was his name. He's like, the fire was fabulous. He like flips his hair. I did not know if there was something else to that. They're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
No idea.
I mean, maybe the fire was fabulous. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know. It is also funny that, like, because that the when they have in the commentary, then they say, and then we get to our Batman. It's the most boring part of the episode. they're so down on their show. It was very funny to me. Because, like, because the episode worked as intended for me as a kid. I'm like, oh, that's the real Batman. Now the real Batman's back.
Yeah.
Like, I had, because I didn't have any attachment to those other versions. I was like, this is weird. This is a weird, different take on Batman. As a kid, I just wanted to see the real Batman.
Yeah. I think, I mean,
these aren't, like, Kevin Conroy at all.
Right? Like, I think
in
that space, like any time that you're making something in it, you're thinking of the shit that inspired you. So you're like, yeah, I'm just making, like, fucking garbage. And then look at how fucking this show is received by people.
Yeah, exactly.
And someone else is, like, inspired by this show. They're like, I'm just making fucking trash.
It's just some idiot with a fucking lightsaber.
Just foam it. Just spray foam on the fucking fire sword. It's just that easy.
Oh, that's so funny. It's just, that's how you defeat Jedi, man. You just need a little foam.
Yeah. Or just, you know, like, go for those tactics that George Lucas too fucking scared to show us. Force crush their balls. Oh shit. Yeah, no, I had a very good time. I mean, the Dick Sprang section, like, really kinda, like, I kinda wanna watch that, some of that shit, you know? Like, some of the Adam West stuff. It kinda got me in the mood for that, because having no exposure, I'm like, a little bit of that could hit. I don't know that I need to do, like, 800 episodes on it or something, but it seems very fun.
Well, you should definitely, Batman the Brave and the Bold will definitely do at some point.
Nice.
Which is later than this, but a more modern thing trying to do that style. But also, we should do some Adam West at some point.
Yeah.
I just need to come up with a list of episodes to do, because,
I
don't think we're going to do all of it.
Yeah.
And I don't have that much experience with it. Like, I've mostly seen clips and stuff, because I didn't grow up with ever seeing that on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the things I like were made by people who loved that show. Like, I think the first official guest star on The Simpsons is Adam West, because all the writers loved him so much.
Yeah,
they loved that show.
Dude, I was thinking about that while watching this. I was like, man, his guest on this show is, like, so fucking good.
Yeah. The Grey Ghost episode.
Dude, that shit hit, like, man. It's very good.
Yeah. Also, this episode was so fucking accurate to Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, line for line. It's so funny.
The fucking, yeah, him coming in with the tank, he's like, they're rubber bullets. I swear. Promise. Whatever.
Honest.
Yeah. Honest. Fucking people getting tanked. Like, it fucking matters if you're getting hit with a rubber bullet from a goddamn tank. Like, just taking that to the chest.
And he gets the fucking... This is an operating table, and I'm the surgeon line.
Yeah, he fucking, like, cracks him or whatever.
Yeah,
just fucking brutal.
You get the thing of the Batmobile, like the Batmobile tank thing the edge. Look, peering down at the mutant leader.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that bit.
God. I like how it's portrayed in this as, like, it just, like, kind of, I mean, I guess it's mechanically moving or whatever, but it looks like it just flops down. It goes in half or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I think they also, like, sent a copy of this to Frank Miller after they made it, and he was pretty happy about it.
Hell yeah.
Which is just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a neat thing. That didn't connect to me at all till way later. Like, yeah. When I saw this as a kid, this kind of went over my head completely, I would say.
I mean, it'd be kind of, like, it made me want more of this. Like, give me some more, like, little deviations into this sort of thing. Like, in the context of this show, even.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because they did it very well.
Yep. Then we got Girls' Night Out.
This one was fun.
Yes, this is just fun. Batgirl, Supergirl team up.
Yeah. And Livewire is just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like getting the, you know, the bit of crossover stuff and fucking Batman calling. He's like, is Clark there? Tell him that Livewire escaped in Gotham, and if he wants to get the story, he has to get there. Who is this? Sounds like a cape. Definitely not Batman. He would be calling. That's weird.
Uh-huh. Livewire getting all full of herself and... Oh, fucking Harley with the hammer.
Dude, Harley trying to go and, like, doubling down on the hammer strat.
Bah, bah, bah. Look, she's very determined and committed.
Yeah. It's qualities you need in a fucking villain.
Uh-huh, but definitely not feeling being treated like a henchman.
Yeah.
Not what she's about.
She's not. She doesn't like that one.
I love that in the final fight, she just tries to shoot Supergirl with a fucking boxing glove gun and just knocks herself. It bounces up and knocks her out and she's done.
Doesn't even move her. Well, it's funny because, like, it's not like she's just not used to dealing with a Supergirl, you know? Like, she did the same fucking thing to Back earlier and that went great.
Yep.
Supergirl, Not so much.
Not so much. Batgirl riding on Supergirl's back is,
dude,
10 out of 10.
It's so good.
And there's that one shot where they land where the show just looks like Adventure Time. For that one shot, the show is Adventure Time in terms of, like, character design for some reason. It just evokes it.
Gremlin Batgirl energy.
Yeah, of, like, Batgirl holding onto her back. And just the way the faces and eyes are drawn for that panel. Mm-hmm. Is there a little lower detail than normal? It's just good. And then it all falls apart because the villains don't really know how to work together.
Yeah.
And Poison Ivy gets all upset about her elephant getting set on fire.
I mean,
her plant elephant.
I think
her baby.
I think Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are not just working together, like, with each other, you know?
Oh, that's,
like,
yeah.
They're fine in a team, but, like, Livewire's just not a fucking team player.
No, Livewire's not a team player. That's true. That is the problem.
Yeah. She's fucking great, though. Man, I love her. I love her voice. Like, she just does such a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, it's just a fun time.
Harley fucking, like, oh, you're covered in, like, silicone dust. I got you. And she sprays her off.
Look, very practical.
Also,
What's the easy solution to this?
Yeah. The bit with,
just, like, hitting an ATM with a mallet.
The bits with Bullock are very good.
Sure.
I mean, like, because at the end, he's like, they got potential. Like, fucking begrudging, like, yeah. I don't know, that shit was good. And they're, like, all had, they're in, like, you know, they're relaxing. It was fun.
Uh-huh. They won him over.
They're hanging out.
They're hanging out. That's the important part, is they're just hanging out.
That's all I want. No, super, super good episode.
Then we have chemistry.
Chemistry, pretty cursed. Pretty fucking cursed.
Bruce Wayne feels happy.
Dude, it's that like, was like so...
This feeling, I can't explain it. You mean happiness? Whatever it is, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that we didn't get like the thing where she like uses the pheromones or whatever initially.
Uh-huh.
Because like that made sense. I was like, there's no way he falls for someone that's bad. I've seen Mask of the Phantasm. You can't fucking trick me.
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of the pheromones for the immediate attraction and then making sure there's no friction in the relationship at all.
Yeah, yeah.
The social engineering part.
I mean, she, like, they didn't even have to, they wouldn't have to even lie to social engineer me. I mean, that shot of her saying, I'm your wife, as the plant, like, vines come out from under her dress. Like, put, frame that one and put it on the wall.
Fuck.
She got a fucking dark ending. Like everybody.
Oh, it's so dark.
Like, for the, alive.
Like he believed that was a human being that he fucking married, and then he's just watching her fucking sink, and she looks out from a porthole.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and it was kind of. I mean, it was kind of rough for Poison Ivy too. Like, help me, and he tries and misses. Like,
pfft. Yep. He tried. Yeah, she'll be fine.
Try. Man. And just, I mean, like, the other fucking guys, like, talking about their wives. Just, like,
uh-huh.
They don't fucking, like, notice at all. And Bruce is like, yeah, you're right. It's fucked up.
The scene for me, honestly, is when he's, like, talking about his parents' death not hurting as much. And he's, like, man, I'm just like, you mean happiness?
Yeah, yeah. No, that shit is too good.
So oh, whatever it to is. Him. Whatever it is. I like it. It's like, I tried to kill her. What'd you do that for? Voice and Ivy getting all mad at him.
Yeah. Well, he jumped the gun. It's not part of the plan. Perfect.
True.
Perfect partners don't try to murder the other one.
You gotta wait till she's on the boat. Gotta get her on the boat. Do it all at once. A big smorgasbord of murder.
Oh, man. I just thought of a reference I want to make, but I can't because you're not there yet. Not even going to tell you what I'm talking about either. I have to wonder about it. Ha! Ha! For once I'm ahead. Suck it.
Is it Our Flag Means Death?
I'm not saying. But it literally is a 50-50 between that and I guess something from Urusei Yatsura that you haven't seen.
From so take a killer episode.
Take your pick.
From an anime only story.
Hey, some of those slap. I've been mostly not sending you anything from them because some of them are pretty damn good.
Sure. But yeah. That was a pretty good episode. Then we have Judgment Day.
Judgment Day fucking had me until the... I don't know how I feel about the ending of that one.
The fact that it's Two-Face?
The fact that it's Three-Face? Okay, let me refine a little. I don't know how I feel about that plot point for the ending. However, the actual, like, the ending itself, him being, like, guilty, like that was pretty good. Like that
pulls it all together.
Yeah, but like the plot point of him, like he developed a third persona to fight crime. Like, I mean, I guess it's pretty, like, I love the character. The judge was cool as hell, and the music motifs that they put with him, oh
yeah,
that shit was hitting. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's bad at all.
I'm kind of with you. This feels like a, you know, we're three from the last episode. What are we going to do with Two-Face?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, so, I mean,
I like fine. Two-Face actually trying to murder himself.
That's
pretty good.
That's a good bit. I guess I do really like the idea of like the dynamic between do they just call him the judge?
The judge, yeah.
The judge. The dynamic between him and what's his name? The
new DA?
Yeah. Like kind of the weird, like, you know, it's the opposite side of the coin of like Batman and Gordon. I think that's mm-hmm. really, that's like cool to see, like sort of the shit version of that.
Also, he like talks about how, about the revolving door at Arkham and how people just want a hero that, you know, takes these villains down for good. It's like, that's a pretty 90s idea of the,
you know,
the anti-hero.
I'm right to fucking Kingdom Come with that shit.
Yes, exactly. Kingdom Come is another. That is exactly that whole thing.
My basis for so much shit now.
Well, yeah. You know, because I was when I was watching, like, Venom was my favorite hero as a kid, and he just fucking murders people.
Yeah.
So, I get it. Yeah. But yeah, it's not the best episode.
I think
it's fine.
I think
that ending does a lot to make up.
Yeah, for sure.
It feels a little weak.
I do find it weird. I'm seeing it on the wiki here, and I also knew it because my show was in like the order following the wiki page.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched in order of like release on television, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think we did the release, we did like the television release as opposed to production. Mm-hmm. The fact that this is the last episode in on the wiki anyway, like,
gotcha.
I wouldn't want that to be the last episode.
No. No. No.
And we had a creeper, right?
Beware the creeper.
I did not expect this episode, I'll say.
The way they do the creeper just feels like the comedy shows that they were. It feels like Animaniacs or Freakazoid or Tiny Toons. Like, yeah, that's the kind of comedy that those other Warner Brothers shows that these guys also worked on were doing.
I mean, I think the best section of this. Do you know what I think the best section is? Do you have any guesses?
No.
This episode? It's definitely him like choosing his outfit and the just completely.
Damn it! That
like,
is what I was gonna say. Fuck.
And the stone face clerk, just like with you.
Yeah.
I would say something in green. Cash or plastic. Like, she just does not give a shit.
No, she's great. I love the fact that he did. But we learned later he did pay with his credit card.
He literally paid. Yeah. Like, that's a sort of like, it's sitting right in that zone of like fucked up, but like, you know, he's still like okay. He's not the worst guy. He's a bad guy, but he's not the worst.
He's a creeper.
He's a creeper. Also, kind of actually a creep.
Yeah, the way he hits on Harley, he's a creep. It's harassing her.
Yeah. And he's stealing the Joker's bit.
Stealing his bit. Oh, that connection to the Joker, I think, is an invention of this show.
The wiki does say that, yes.
Yeah. Because this is a Steve Ditko character.
Okay.
One of the creators of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it says.
But originally he wasn't actually crazy. It was just like he had like his powers would give him weird skin and he would like play into it by acting crazy. But I think in comics, eventually they made him actually crazy before this.
It says The Creeper, Volume 2 comic series, October 2006, March 2007, incorporated some of the storyline of this episode to the newly revised original story. And prior to 2006, Creeper had no association with the Joker except for being confused for him in Joker number 3 from 1975.
Okay.
So...
interesting.
Yeah.
The other detail about this is that I know that there's like there's an explosion effect in this that they would go on to reuse a lot whenever they needed a random explosion effect. Oh. They just like refer to it as a creeper explosion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Taken from this episode.
That's pretty good.
It's just like the right level, like of like whenever they just needed a better explosion effect. Cause I feel like, cause that's a thing that just comes in bad a lot of the time, it seems like.
I mean,
just a very funny thing I learned when listening to the commentaries on all these episodes, all these shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. Creeper was in, like, he fills an interesting space, I feel like. I mean, I don't like his shit with Harley, but, like,
yeah.
His
but he feels like he's from a different show.
Yeah. And it's like a good, you know, he's adding a little sauce.
Mm-hmm.
His ending is fucked.
Yeah, he just takes off the patch, like, that cures him.
I don't fucking get it at all. Like, even a little. Like, if they had made him, like, intentionally, like, oh, he was faking being concerned in front of Batman and Robin, that makes sense. Yeah. But he's like, I'm ruined, and da-da-da. He's like, it's hard to believe, and blah, blah, blah. And he just, like, takes it. We don't get any indication that he really wants to go back, but I guess. And the fact, I mean, I only care because, like, it's the fucking second to last episode. What are you doing? I mean, same thing with Poison Ivy not getting saved. I'm like, where's the rest of the episodes?
Well, that's it. Poison Ivy's dead. That's it. No more.
Yeah.
And then we have Mad Love. It's our last episode.
Mad Love, fucking great.
Yeah,
I mean,
so this is another. This is directly adapted from a comic book that Bruce Timm and Paul Dini did.
Gotcha.
Paul Dini wrote it, and Bruce Timm did the art. And it won an Eisner Award, and then eventually they made it again but the comic is in the older art style for the characters. But it's Bruce Timm drawing it, and these new books are all his designs. So there's similarities. But then they just, like, it's just pretty straight adaptation. There's like a little bits here and there cut out.
I was shooting you screenshots and you were just hitting me back with the same
exact
thing.
From the comic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think when Batman says you little fool, I think in the comic it was you're a fool.
Wow. Ruined.
No, I think you little fool is better. Also, Kevin Conroy laughing as
Dude,
Batman,
holy shit.
Is a 12 out of 10. It's so fucking creepy and good.
Dude, Harley being like, I don't like it. Stop. Like, I'm like, same. If Batman's laughing, you know, you fucked up. That whole bit, though, was so good. Like, him just like, I'm actually fucked right now. I need to get in her head. But, like, any story, because we've seen this before in this show, any story where, like, someone's gonna kill Batman and the Joker's, like, not the one to do it, like,
mm-hmm.
is just such a fucking good story. Like, I love that fucking dynamic. He doesn't want Batman dead. He wants to do it himself. It's about who, not the idea.
Yeah.
also fucking Harley being like, just shoot him. And he's like, what? What is wrong with you?
And then at the end, he is going to just shoot him. Yes, that's what really makes it. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to be told, just shoot him. But if the opportunity arose where he could just shoot him, he would definitely do it.
Also,
but he gets so indignant in the moment.
His fucking bit about, like, the piranha thing doesn't work. And she's like, oh, no, I fixed it. He's like, if you have to explain it. It's just so fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, her the bits about, like, her origin or whatever are fine. But it's nothing I didn't know, so I wasn't, like, super captured by it.
Sure. Batman laughing, though.
Batman fucking laughing. No, that
always taking hits from people who don't take the joke. And she gets Joker pushes her out a window, and then she's like apologizing.
Yeah. Yeah, she said, like, my fault.
I didn't get the joke.
Yeah. Then she's like, she broke like every fucking bone.
Yeah. And then she still comes back around to him at the end.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I have a bit of knowledge here. Is this, like, do we not see him again until the movie in Batman Beyond?
No, he's in, well, the movie in Batman Beyond is when we'll see the Joker again, but he's in Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Also, which takes place before that, but is after this stuff.
Okay. But, like, I guess, yeah. I suppose between this and Batman Beyond, though, that's kind of like the, like, he's kind of dead, but not really, clearly.
He's not dead. He's just not dead.
Yeah. I mean, they do the whole, like, he hasn't resurfaced. Then he gets, like, the little note. Or Harley gets the little note, but.
Yeah. He left the note for her.
Just as a thing to make it hit or whatever. Holy shit, the Joker.
Yeah. And that's how the comic ended.
Mm-hmm. Man. She was not, like, fucking trying to hide how into crazy people she was.
No.
Like, there maybe should have been someone there who saw those signs. Like, damn, every time she walks by, like, even before she was, like, completely fallen for him or whatever, like, every time that new girl walks past Joker's cell, she bites her lip.
Uh-huh. Look, you've seen Arkham doctors be crazy before, I think. There was some asshole.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. It's after he's laughing. When Batman is, like, doing his little monologue or whatever about, like, so what did he tell you, right? Did he say the bit about his dad? About his parents or whatever? And how the only time he smiled was when his dad took him to the ice show. And she's like, it was the circus.
The only time you ever saw his dad laugh.
Laugh, yeah. He has a million of them, Harley. Yeah. He's
got a million of them, Harley.
It's just delivered perfectly, dude.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy, unreal. Like, the lines are written well, but his performance is so fucking good.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And she's, Harley's great, too. Like, obviously, all the voice acting in the show is phenomenal.
I mean, her going, it's so fucking cool hearing her go between, like, her Harley Quinn voice and her Harleen Quinzel voice.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That shit is just too fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the baby doll thing, except good.
Yeah. Baby doll is fucking depressing because you're like, oh shit, like, her voice is so good, and then you're like, did I do that?
Yeah. When Harley's given the message and she like takes off her mask.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore. That shit's good.
Oh yeah, dude.
God. And Batman saying calling Joker Puddin'.
Yeah, fucking baits the shit out of him. Instant rage. That was a good one to end on.
And I when she says the you want to ride your Harley bit.
Oh, do you want to rev up your Harley?
Your Harley,
yeah, dude.
For God. Tim's original drawing for that, she was like on her back.
Christ.
That one, he had to redraw that one.
Wow, I'm shocked. I mean, it was in Beware the Creeper, because it was like 7 years or whatever since he became Joker. And she's like, has the anniversary thing. She's like, do you want to try my pie? And I was like, fuck.
Yes. Yeah. That was the Creeper episode.
It is always super depressing, like, seeing how thirsty she is for him. And he just like, he fucking backhanded her so hard in this episode that they had to cut away.
Yeah. I was reading it, and the thing Bruce Timm wrote about it was like, some of the stuff from this episode was like, was based on a real couple they knew, the non-violently, but like the wife was like into the like dude was like not available in that way. He was too obsessed with his work.
Sure.
Like his work wasn't, you know, murdering people and killing Batman or whatever. It was just, you know, normal stuff. And he wasn't like a violent person, but just like was emotionally unavailable. And they kind of pulled on that.
I mean, shit. I know a couple where like the girl is super, super into him, like incredibly. And he's just kind of like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just here for this ride that he ended up on. So
happens.
You know, yeah,
they're just like turned up.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit,
shoving someone out of a window up a bit.
Yeah, and trying to make your man notice you by killing his enemy. You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just ladies, a little
Batman's. Tip. Batman's the problem, not the Joker. Joker's definitely not the problem.
A little tip for the ladies out there. Don't kill your man's enemy in a way where you have to explain why it works. Okay? The setup should speak for itself.
Well, but I will say, too many people on the internet have used the if you have to explain the joke, there is no joke thing as like an actual criticism of comedy. And I just think that's incorrect. Don't take your comedy advice directly from the Joker. Maybe. Sometimes explaining the joke is the joke.
Yeah.
And that's funny.
Of course. Of course people fucking.
Yeah. Dude, God. Of course. You've been on the internet. You know how people get.
Yeah, I just can't believe there's I know it's a thing and we've talked about the concept like so much. I still can't fucking believe there are people who unironically, in full seriousness, have the who would win discussion. I can't fucking, like, I would love to have that discussion with you because I know that neither of us actually give a shit and we both know the real fucking answer. So we can have a fun discussion about it. But the fact that people are getting up in arms about this, like, continues to blow my mind.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Look, there were two ways in which people talked about comic books on the internet, and it's that, and it's feminist critiques of comic books. That's it.
Fucking incredible.
Those are the two.
Oh, my two
favorite
genders. Topics.
Those are the two versions.
I assume the feminist critique was falling largely in the realm of that they're not feminist enough and that there should be more cool ladies involved. Am I right? It has to be.
Like
what else?
Women in refrigerators thing.
Oh, I thought you meant just like people bitching about the existence of women.
No. I mean actual like feminist criticism.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like incels were getting into their shit. Gotcha.
No, I'm not even. I'm not even going there.
Okay, well that's nice. That's better. I suppose.
Yeah. No. So I definitely gravitated toward reading the feminist criticism of comic books. The writing about comic books on the internet I could read, because you know what's not, you know what's really fucking boring? Who would win arguments? God. Where people are like actually care.
Yeah. No, that's like what the fuck ever. Oh man. So I guess is kind of a capstone-ish thing on this. I really like this batch of episodes was great. I think a lot of the we still had like so many good episodes. We had some really fucking incredible episodes even. I still think that original 65 is peak.
Yeah.
Like, it just hits in a different way.
Yeah, most people agree with you. That is the general consensus. Yeah.
I assume it's my fellow Batmobile fans being real disappointed.
Yeah. The weaker redesigns definitely stick with people more than like some of the better ones, I think.
Like
also.
Scarecrows.
Yeah.
Than the ones that go fucking hard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For every Scarecrow, you've got the Joker or Catwoman or.
Yeah.
Ones that are the Riddlers. Although he's barely in this set of episodes.
Yeah, or like Mad Hatter. Like, honestly, it's just kind of whatever. It's not that it's super bad, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, the problem is now I have, like, voice association with the original designs. So I'm like, the voice is right, but why do you look like that?
Mm-hmm. No, that problem. That's a legit problem for this set of episodes. I don't really feel that way, but I don't know.
Yeah,
as long as the voice
is
correct, I
like
still
a,
feel like the.
Yeah, it's not a huge issue or anything.
Yeah. But yeah, some of the redesigns are bad. Some of them are good. Honestly, I just love the episodes that hit in this set hit so fucking hard for me that
sure.
I still just love these. But there are just a bunch of episodes that are just whatever, and it does have the worst episode. So
yeah, that got real fucking bad. I mean, it also has Roxy though.
It does. It has Roxy.
And if she
the only episode of Batman the Animated Series with Roxy.
If Roxy was in the original 65, she might not have had the dark lipstick, and then what would she look like? Who knows?
I think she's in some of the comics too.
That makes sense.
She might have been in the comics first.
She definitely strikes me as a character that immediately I was like, "Yo, I want a fucking comic of her," which means she was like a side character in three comics in like 1984, and then never made another appearance until this show, and she still just isn't really.
Well, I think she was created for this series, but I think. It might have meant she was created for the Adventures comics.
Ah, yeah.
Specifically, I think.
I mean, either way.
She's in the group of panels for Little Gotham. You can see her in there.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's not what I'm getting at.
Because
like
Dustin
Nguyen
knows what's up. Like, just likes the Batman stuff that I care about.
Yeah, dude. Oh, what a great show.
Man.
And where are we going next from this? I forget what our exact order is.
We're finishing off Superman next.
Finishing Superman, and then it's Batman Beyond?
And then it's Batman Beyond.
Gotcha.
And they're... We will revisit this art style with Batman. It will happen. But
okay.
It will be a little bit. And only briefly.
Yeah.
There's There are flashbacks in the Joker, in the Return of the Joker movie, and then there's just a Batman the Animated Series movie that they made later in this art style. Mystery of the Batwoman. Batwoman.
Oh, man. Don't fucking give me the plural hope and then rip it away from me, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit's very good. I'm so excited that we got, like, a fair bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we're done with this, but we got more shit to do. And now...
You have a lot more shit to do.
The fact that you did those two episodes of Batman Beyond as, like, a comic or a show sampler is, like, uh-huh. very funny to me now. Because I was at the time, I was like, yeah, this shit's pretty good. Like, and I watched this as a kid and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm going to be like, yo.
No, it's the thing, you know. I feel like I know why I was doing the samplers at the time, but I feel like you just have to fucking go for it or not do it. But I don't know. We were still, you know, building stuff.
Yeah. I think the samplers were fine. Like, it got me onto Scooby-Doo, yeah. which I went, like, too hard on and fell off of a little.
But you've done that twice.
Yeah, but this
You then had to rewatch it and then fell off again.
Hey, I rewatched, but I, like, made it through. The first time, I thought I made it through the first season, and I did not.
Okay.
So, like, this time I at least stopped after that, and I, like, remember the beats.
Sure.
Which is important, because the first time I didn't remember fuck all. Like,
fair.
Completely left.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. But yeah, next time we've got Superman to finish off.
Nice.
And we'll be out of this era. Although that just... You know, that era that led directly into Batman Beyond. I think at some point they said they were working on all three of these shows at the same time. Like, they were making Batman, Superman, and prepping Batman Beyond, which hadn't started airing yet or something. Just like,
that's insane.
That's crazy. Yes.
So much.
And it was one team. Like,
yeah.
It was, or one, like, main pre-production staff.
Yeah.
Doing, like, the writing and storyboarding and stuff. And before sending it out to get animated properly.
God. It's too much. Getting tired just thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, that's a podcast. SaltCirclePodcast@gmail.com. SaltCirclePod on Twitter. Anchor.fm/SaltCircle. YouTube.com/@SaltCircle.
Oh, yeah. YouTube.
I'm on Twitter @ComicPanels.
I'm not on Twitter. Or, like, anywhere, you know. As you do.
Yeah. Living in the cloud.
I'm the opposite of that, actually.
Two feet on the ground.
Yeah, just planted.
Like your wife.
Oh, God.
Peace.
Cut the mic.